is dealing with the remote. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow would consider any third-party declaration of a no-fly zone over Ukraine as participation in the armed conflict. Speaking at a meeting with female pilots on Saturday, Putin said Russia would view any move in this direction as an intervention that will pose a threat to our service members. He continued, that very second, we will view them as participants of the military conflict, and it would not matter what members they are. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has pushed NATO to impose a no-fly zone over his country, warning that all people who die from this day forward will die because of you. NATO has set a no-fly zone, which would bar all unauthorized aircraft from flying over Ukraine, could provoke widespread war in Europe with nuclear-armed Russia. The Ukrainian president's office says civilian evacuations have halted in an area of the country where Russian defense officials had announced a ceasefire. The deputy head of President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said the evacuation effort was stopped because the city of Mariupol remained under fire on Saturday. The Russian side is not holding to the ceasefire and has continued firing on Mariupol itself and on its surrounding area, he said. He continued, talks with the Russian Federation are ongoing regarding setting up a ceasefire and ensuring a safe humanitarian corridor. The Russian Defense Ministry said earlier in a statement it had agreed on evacuation routes with Ukrainian forces for Mariupol, a strategic port in the southeast, and for the eastern city of Volnovakha. But a city official said that shelling continued in this area Saturday despite the deal, a sign of the fragility of efforts to stop fighting across the country. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met with Putin in the Kremlin Saturday to discuss the Ukraine crisis, his spokesperson said. Israel, home to a substantial population of Russian immigrants, has offered to mediate the conflict. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan will speak to Vladimir Putin by phone on Sunday to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine, spokesman Ibrahim Kalin said, adding Turkey was ready to help resolve the crisis. NATO member Turkey shares a maritime border with Ukraine and Russia in the Black Sea and has good ties to both, but opposes sanctions on Moscow. Ankara has called the invasion unacceptable and has also offered to host peace talks while calling for a ceasefire. The Kremlin also said on Saturday that the West was behaving like a bandit by cutting economic relations over the conflict in Ukraine, but that Russia was far too big to be isolated, as the world was much larger than just the United States and Europe. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that the West was engaged in economic banditry against Russia and that Moscow would respond. He did not specify what response there would be, but said it would be in line with Russian interests. And French President Emmanuel Macron's lead over rival candidates ahead of next month's election has grown in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That's according to a poll published on Saturday by Le Monde newspaper. The Soprasteria poll showed Macron winning 30.5% of votes in the first round of voting on April 10th, up from 26.5% a week earlier. On to some of the other stories making headlines today. China set its lowest annual GDP target in decades as the country's premier warned of a grave and uncertain outlook against the backdrop of the coronavirus, a property slump, and uncertainty over the war in Ukraine. The death toll from a suicide attack at a Shiite mosque in northwest Pakistan rose to 62 overnight, as police say they will try to identify the bomber from two severed feet found at the scene. Brazil exited recession in the fourth quarter of 2021, the government said. The weak growth and high inflation still dog Latin America's biggest economy as President Jair Bolsonaro gears up to seek re-election in October. And North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile, continuing this year's record-breaking blitz of weapons tests with a launch just days before South Korea's presidential election. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting for VOA News.